The Stratford Shakespeare Festival opened 5 new plays this weekend, all part of the last big push of the 2009 season. You got to get everything out the door before the season wraps up. And those plays included A Midsummer Night's Dream by one William Shakespeare, Phèdre by Racine, 3 Canadian plays as well, The Trespassers, Rice Boy, and Zastrossi. Our theater critic Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us if Stratford's offerings opened with a bang or a whimper. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
It's great
Welcome
to see you.
Same here.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Well, I missed you.
Okay.
We usually wait to the end
uh-huh.
to tell us your opinion of
right.
this.
Right.
Let's turn things around a little bit, just because I'm back and
right.
I want to change things
sure.
up a bit.
Sure.
What did you make? Was it a bang or was it a whimper?
Well, it was neither. I thought it was more like a thud, along with groaning and gritting teeth. You know, as you know, I always go with the best of intentions. I go hoping the theater will be good. And there was a lot to look forward to with these Stratford plays. Shakespeare, Racine representing the classics. 3 Canadian plays are showcased with 2 written by our leading playwrights. The acting company, for the most part at Stratford, is very strong. And on paper, the directors appear to be accomplished. But the proof is always in the finished productions. And that's where many of these problems lie.
All right, let's do the autopsy
right.
here. We'll start with A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Uh-huh.
A magical story. I mean, I've seen this.
Yes.
You went and saw it in school so many
right.
times. You've seen it in parks. It's
right.
delightful. What could possibly go wrong here?
Well, in director David Grinley's production, practically everything. You know, I've seen this work elsewhere. I've seen his work elsewhere. He's very impressive, but not here. The play is magical, and it's about a prickly love and relationships that get smoothed out by the end of the play. But Grinley has depicted this as a nightmare and not a dream. And, you know, I don't know. I think Shakespeare might have known the difference between the two. So the magical forest where most of the play takes place is inhabited by fairies in Shakespeare's play, which Grindley has interpreted as leather-clad, boot-stomping, pelvis-thrusting goths in sunglasses.
Mm.
The acting is uneven, but we have Tom Rooney, who is an inventive puck dressed like a punk rocker, and Geraint Wyn-Davies is sweet as bottom. Another problem here, I had to put the good stuff in the middle. Another problem, the lighting is so murky, you could hardly see anything.
Oh, well, that's the Shakespeare. What
yeah.
about the Racine?
Racine, Phèdre. It's a fraught story of Phèdre, who is in love with her stepson. He is repelled by that idea. It involves heightened emotions and wrathful Greek gods. It's based on a Greek myth. But the production is lumbered by a dull, stodgy adaptation by Timberlake Wurtenbaker, and the direction of Carrie Perloff is static, and that removes all the energy. Again, there's good acting by Shauna McKenna as Phèdre, Jonathan Goad as Hippolytus, the stepson, and Roberta Maxwell as Oenone. But these are good actors. Again, they try to lift this dull, heavy production.
We're not getting any better here.
No.
Let's start with let's get to the 3 Canadian plays
right.
that opened over the weekend.
Okay.
You had these plays included in this roster of productions. That must have heartened you, surely.
Well, you know, I would have been heartened if the productions had been better and if the plays had been better. The Trespassers is a new play by Morris Panych, which is always cause for anticipation, and it's about life, sexual awakening, and peaches. A grandfather teaches his teenage grandson about life and stealing peaches from the orchard next door, much to his mother's dismay, the boy's mother. Panych writes dazzling dialogue. It's full of wit.
Mm-hmm.
But as happens very often in Panych plays, aside from the wit and esoteric musings, the center is hollow. You wonder, what is this about? He also directs this, so the director's not going to tell the playwright to do better. The cast is great. You've got Joseph Ziegler is the grandfather. Noah Reed is the grandson. Kelly Fox is the long-suffering mother. It's a fine cast in a witty-sounding but ultimately hollow play.
What about the other two, Rice Boy and Zastrossi?
Rice Boy and Zastrossi. Okay. Rice Boy by Sunil Kuruvilla takes place in both Canada and India and is about 3 generations of men and their losses in life. It's a shapeless, meandering mess of a play that has not benefited from the playwright's reworking of his earlier version or the many workshops, dramaturgy, and readings it's had. Zastrossi is a very early George F. Walker play done in 1977, and he's one of our leading playwrights.
He certainly is.
It takes place in Europe a few hundred years ago and is about a man who is killing artists he thinks are mediocre. Boy, I wish it was that easy. Anyway, it shows a little of the anger.
You don't mean that.
Not almost really. No, not almost really. It shows a little of his angry humor and dark vision that make his recent plays crackle with life. He is our most successful playwright, but you would never know it from this weak, early work. You know, why on earth would you program it if it doesn't show him in a good light? In spite of creative direction by Jennifer Tarver and a terrific performance by Rick Roberts as the Strozzi.
We don't find our Lynn Slotkin in a recommending mood then.
No. Zastrozzi gives a prophetic line. It says, artists might be must be answerable to somebody. I like that line. The same can be said of the people who run the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. I don't get the sense of artistic rigor or respect, just a desperation to try something new and appeal to a younger audience. You know, what about the loyal audience that expects quality and isn't getting it? These five plays, coupled with generally disappointing season, except for maybe a few sterling productions, left me furious and fearful for the festival.
Oh, come on.
Is there anyone actually watching the store? This isn't good enough. They've got to do better.
But isn't there, and we have had this conversation before, isn't there, having not seen these productions, we're not going to defend them, but I'm just going to say that isn't there room to try and bring new audiences in? You talk about that loyal audience. But what about trying to appeal to a new audience, an audience that might think, Stratford, well, why would I go there? I went there when I was in grade six. I'm never going to go back. So why wouldn't you try and reach out to those new audiences that don't exist and maybe bring them in?
I have no problem with that. It's what they're doing. It's the sense of desperation. It's the fact that you have to dumb down the audience. It's the fact that you have to have such new inventions that it doesn't serve the play. We have seen a lot of times at Stratford absolutely dazzling productions that serve the play, that engage an audience. We've seen lots of them. But these aren't doing it. That's the problem. So, as I say, there's they don't know how to fix the mess. And forgive me, but I don't think the people who are heading it have the rigor or the background in Shakespeare and repertory and classical theater to actually stay the course and figure out how it's not working. How can you have any attention to detail if your artistic director isn't there all the time? He's away tending to his many and various productions of Jersey Boys. I don't think artistic direction by Blackberry works. We've got a problem there. You've had a problem for 2 years. They've got a deficit. They've got a struggle for audiences. I think attention must be paid, please, and hurry up.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin. She's our theater critic on here, and now she also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Phaedra, The Trespassers, Rice Boy, and Zastrozzi continue their run at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. You can go to our website to find out more. We'll post a link to the Stratford Festival. Our website can be found at cbc.ca/hereandnowToronto.